Rabbi Isaac, what is it?
Okay, in the spirit of Pesach, there's a halacha called Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoymen. You're not allowed to eat after the Afikoymen, and the reason for that is because you want the taste of the Afikoymen. If you remember, the Afikoymen really was a steak, so you want the taste of the steak of the Korban Pesach to stay in your mouth. You don't want to have anything else to ruin the taste. So therefore, I can think of no better way to end the Zman of Musar Vad, Winter Zman, Tavshin Pei Daled, than Achi HaGadol, Rabbi Berkowitz.
Okay, so first of all, Brishus, Rabbi Yankiv, it's a little bit, I'm going to be calling it audible at the line of scrimmage over here. Maybe Rabbi Avi Kulo probably would have, his Talmidim probably know what an audible at the line of scrimmage is. Anybody in St. Louis know what an audible at the line of scrimmage means? What does that mean? It looks like the man in the middle is nodding. Yeah. You want to help us out? What does that mean? Calling an audible at the line of scrimmage.
Right.
If you're not in the middle, the one right behind you is in the middle. That's right.
Changing the play.
That's right. Changing the play. So Rabbi Yankiv talked about being the Afikoman. So we're going to go straight to the Afikoman. What do we eat by the Afikoman? We eat the second half of the Yachatz Matzah. We eat the second half of the matzah that was cracked in half. What does the matzah being cracked in half represent? So we're going to go with one mahalach, perhaps a second mahalach. I'm going to jump a little bit around because Rabbi Yankiv, that Kiddush Levana, gave me a little couple extra minutes to think about what I want to say. You know, those extra couple minutes could sometimes make it too much. First, I'm going to share with you one thing. I'm doing a Raisa now by Night Seder. And I have to share with you, we had a Gemara recently about if a me'uberes, if a woman is expecting a child and she really wants to eat on Yom Kippur, so we whisper into her ear and we try to calm her down, calm the uber down. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. The Gemara actually gives two examples, one where it worked and out came Rabbi Yochanan, I think. And the Gemara then gives another example and it didn't work. So I saw Gavaldik at the end of last week's parsha. At the end of last week's parsha, the parsha ends off, La havdil bein hatame uvein hatar, to separate between the tame and the tar, uvein achaya haneecheles, and between the chaya which could be eaten, uvein achaya asher lo se'achel, and between the chaya that cannot be eaten. Now, watch my fingers. We say tame, tahar, first tame, then tahar. Chaya hanecheles doesn't match up with tame. It's switching the order. It should say ben acha tame ben tahar, one that can't be eaten and one that could be eaten. Zokter b'shapsi of the Levitch, beautiful. Lahavdol ben tame ben tahar. What separates ben tame ben tahar is a chaya, a woman who's expecting a child, Haneecheles, who eats on Yom Kippur, uvein hachaya asher lo se'achel, and between a woman who does not end up eating, and that leads into Parshas Tazria, which is Isha ki Tazria v'yolda zachar. That's the Chassidish part for this evening. Rabbi Yankiv, you follow that? Isn't that beautiful? A little Chassidish that helps for our roots. We come from Chassidish roots, Baruch Hashem. So here's a question that was bothering me the last couple of days. I'm curious if someone has an answer. If you don't have an answer, I'll, in Mitzvah Shem, give you a different one. But here's my question. Paroi hung a brick. The Gemara in Sikta tells us that in order to get the Yidin working, it says Paro was tala a malbin around his neck. And he said, for duty and humanity, join me as we make Mitzrayim great again. And out came the Yidden, and they said, we have to join him. We have to. I mean, it's Derech Eretz. I mean, we're having their Hachnosis Orchim, and we have to go out and help the Egyptians build the pyramids. It's going to last for thousands of years. And out they went, and they built. And we know that on day one, they built with incredible alacrity and effervescence, excitement, energy. And on day number, at the end of day number one, the Egyptian slave masters, taskmasters, they said, great job. We'll see you again tomorrow. Tomorrow? Seriously? I thought this was a one-day thing. No, it's every day. Oh. Now, the question I have for you is Shevet Levi never showed up to the party. And Shevet Levi was never under the Shibud Mitzrayim. Now, you're going to tell me, oh, maybe that's because Yosef put into the bylaws of Mitzrayim, let's leave alone the clergy. Vayokom melech chadosh al Mitzrayim, asher lo yodas Yosef, Ravu Shmuel, chad amar chadosh mamish, chad amar sheneschad shuk zeyreisov, obervinish dvi, either way, it was somebody who was not dealing with Yosef making rules. So why in the world was Shevet Levi excluded from the Shibud? I'll be able to call on you if you raise your hand. I think they're frozen. Are they frozen? I'll be able to call on you if you raise your hand. Is this not a valid question? Not one answer? How in the world did Shevet Levi get ignored? Imagine, you have the slave masters destroying Klal Yisrael. They're putting B'nai Yisrael's children into the bricks. If you have the Gadi Palak Haggadah, you see with graphic intensity what was going on in Mitzrayim. And then suddenly some guy walks by and like, where are you going? Ich bin ein junger Mann. Ich bin ein junger Mann. I'm learning in the Egyptian Kol. Gerade a new branch that opened up in Sa'on. It's another branch. It's Adopt a Kol. It's a whole, hello? Why are the Egyptians ignoring Shevet Levi?
No one?
No, not one answer?
They're all thinking that since they didn't come on day one,
yeah.
So therefore they're not in the Shiva.
Oh, that's how it works?
Yeah.
Who made the rules? Who made the rules? The Egyptians say, oh, you didn't come day one. Everyone else, they're getting killed, abused, avaidas perach, with all of the four blot in sight, they're going through everything that went on. Dual discovery. Let my nation live. Let my nation go. All the midrashim say their night, but not for Shevet Levi. And if Shevet Levi wasn't included, are there any Levim or Kahanim in this room here? Do you celebrate Pesach? Do you celebrate Pesach? What are you celebrating? What's your shaychus to what the rest of us are celebrating? So it's really a double question. But one thing I think there's not really an answer. I think the answer is, the Rambam says, the Loi Shevet Levi, the Rambam at the end of Zroim over there in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel and Perek Yud Gimel says that Shevet Levi, it has a unique status in Klal Yisrael. And it's not just Shevet Levi. V'loi Shevet Levi Bolvad, Ela Kol Ish V'Ish, Kol Bai Olam. In fact, Rav Shraga Neuberger once went to Eretz Yisrael and he asked Rav Shach on this particular Rambam. It says, V'loi Shevet Levi Bolvad, Ela Kol Ish V'Ish, Mikol Bai Olam. Frekt Rav Shraga Neuberger to Rav Shach, Mikol Bai Olam? That would that include Goyim? The story goes that Rav Shach looked at the Rambam again, just to like make sure. He said, Azay V'Istachais. So that means that anybody who wants to dedicate their life, Asher Nodva Ruchai Aisai, Vehevinu Madai Lahavdil La'amid Lefnei Hashem Lisharsai Ula Avdai Ladea Es Hashem V'Halach Yashar. So I think the answer is exactly what everyone's saying. It makes no sense. It's inexplicable. It's that they decided we don't have to be Meshubit to Mitzrayim because we're Meshubit to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because We are meshubit to the fact that the Rabbi Shalom said we are supposed to do what we are supposed to do. Paro is not letting us. Let's see what happens. It's not our business how it's going to happen. The Rabbi Shalom protected them. Chutuka mashmai. I saw this very, very clear. You know, I don't want to get into masks, not masking, corona, not corona. But all I know is like this, is that there were many yeshivas that just sort of did what they were supposed to do. They did it very carefully, but they didn't send in all the things to the draconian government, whatever, all the different. And for some reason, the government left them alone. And there were some places that were very nesiachist to different things that didn't make much sense. And whatever, especially when that was Megala later on. And they got in the way a lot. But when a person says, I'm doing this L'shem Shamayim, so some people came and said, what are we supposed to do? We have to listen to Parai. What are we supposed to do? And others said, we don't have to listen to Parai. The Rabbi Shalom says, this is what we do, and that's what they did. How were they protected? It's partially it was the Rabbi Shalom. Horror number two. Rabbi Yaakov, you maskim to that? You look like you're squirming uncomfortably. Are you maskim? Okay, now, you don't look like you're maskim. What about the Reish Kailo? Are you maskim? Do you have another pshat, or you're just leaving off Tzarechi and Gadol, how Shevet Levi was just ignored?
That's not they were. What's wrong with the Yes pshat? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with saying Yosef put it into the bylaws? Maybe I didn't make it clear. Vayakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim, asher lo yodas Yosef. By the way, Yosef put into the rules about the whole don't abuse my children and grandchildren thing. You mind translating one more time? Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not hearing it so stark. Let me without blowing anybody off, let me just do one more thing. Adam kiya ba'ar b'saray se'es aysapachas. Pasuk in the sixth parasha. Adam. Funny lashon Adam. What's unique about the lashon of Adam? What's unique about the lashon of Adam is that Adam doesn't have a plural. Ish becomes Anashim, Gavra becomes Givarim. The pasuk uses a funny lashon of Adam, Kiyeh, Ba'ar Besorei, Se'etzai, Sapachas. Why Adam? What's unique about Adam? So, some of the Mefarshim explain, the pshat is, that why does a person get Se'etzai, Sapachas, Se'beheres? He's getting it as a punishment for Lashon Hara. What allows a person to speak Lashon Hara? A person's hand's not going to say Lashon Hara about his mouth. His foot's not going to say Lashon Hara about another part of his body. What allowed the person to say the Lashon Hara is because he didn't feel the Achdus. He didn't feel the Achdus of an Adam. You know, it was a famous in 1910 by the Mendel Bilus libel. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it's a Gansa Marocha, but one of their Tainas, the Goyim's Tainas on the Yidden over there, was that the Goyim, the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Atem kruim Adam, ve'ein avdei kaychavim kruim Adam. You, B'nai Yisrael, are called Adam, and the Goyim are not called Adam. So, I don't remember who it was who was standing trial to try to defend it. Rabbi Yaakov, you remember?
I believe it was Rabbi Yaakov Mazon, Chief Rabbi.
Rabbi Yaakov Mazon. But I think
Mazon,
but wasn't Meir Shapiro involved there also a little bit?
Dave Garson.
They sent the letter, but they had a time that there was some, sounds like there was some sort of like, he said, how do you defend this, Yidden? How could you say that only you, Yidden, are called Adam and Goyim are not called Adam? So the defense was Adam inherently means one body. Adam means atem, you, plural. Kruyim Adam are called singular Adam because Klal Yisrael has a connection that a Yid has a Tzara over here in 1910 over there in Russia, and all the Yidden everywhere are davening for him. The Yidden now have Tzaras in different places, and every single shul. I was in Passaic, New Jersey yesterday, 2 days ago. I went to a bunch of different cities in the last couple of days. I don't travel as much as Rabbi Berkowitz, but bottom line is every single shul you go into, every single shul is saying Tehillim. Every single shul, wherever you go, is saying Tehillim. Atem kruim Adam. You are called Adam. The reason why it's calling Adam is because it's telling us why the chet of Lashon Hara caused the tzaras. It's because there was a pirud. There was a separation. If you're talking Lashon Hara about the other person, it's because there's some sort of lack of achdus. That lack of achdus led you to speak in a way that was inappropriate about another person. Remember, atem kruyim Adam. You are called Adam. And therefore, Adam kiyeh ba'ar b'saray se'esay sapachas. You have to understand how you get rid of that by doing teshuvah on the pirud and creating the Adam. So let me just circle back for a minute, though, to finish off the thought, the Afikayman thought. Rabbi Yaakov, you know, one of the pieces of matzah in the beginning, we eat it while we're hungry on the Yachatz matzah. And one of the pieces of matzah we eat al hasayva. It's an interesting thing. Why is it that the Yachatz is broken in half and we eat half while we're hungry and half while we're full? So I'm going to read you a Gemara in Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov, you'll stop me. It'll give me like a 15-minute heads up when I have to stop. Give me a 2-minute heads up. Is it right within 2 minutes? I should stop here. Okay, I'll stop here. You'll look in the fascinating Gemara over here on Pei Tes. The Gemara on Pei Tes. I think it's Pei Tes. Says that. Let's see. The Rebbeinu Shalom came to the different of the Avais to advocate for Klal Yisrael. And when he came to Yitzchak, so he came to Avram, and Avram said, yeah, get rid of them. But when he came to Yitzchak, Yitzchak went to the defense. Yitzchak said, he said, first of all, they're my children, not your children, Rebbeinu Shalom. Come on. It's my children and your children. He said, how long does a person live? Kamash Naisav Shaladam, says Yitzchak. Shivim Shana, 70 years. Dal Esrim Delay Anasht. Let's minus 20 years that a person doesn't get punished for Midai Raisa. Pashalu Chamishim, what are you left with? 50 years? Dal Chafei Delay Lusa. Remember, in those days when it was dark, everything was shut down. You're left with 25 years. Dal Tarti Sari Upalga Ditzlui Umechal Besakise. Get rid of 12 and a half of those 25 years for bathroom, for davening, for eating. What are you left with? 12 and a half years? Imata Saival as Kula Mutav, says Yitzchak Tashem. If you can handle 12 and a half years, that's awesome. The Imlav, Aber Ibnisht, if you can't handle all 12 and a half years, Halga Alai Upalga Alecha. And then Yitzchak wins the day. What does that mean? Palga alai, palga alecha. So I heard over from that in the name of Rav Huttner that palga alai, palga alecha is referring to the two different ways that a yid is tested. There's two different challenges that a yid has. You know, the famous story let's not do famous stories. It's 11:26. I see the time. But what are the two different ways that a yid gets challenged? What are two different gullias? One would be the gullus of, we'll call it assimilation, Rachman al-Atsan, where the Gayim are acting friendly with us. And one is when they don't act friendly with us and they act very unfriendly. Palga alayu, palga alecha, zakt Yitzchak to the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's why we break the matzah in half. Zakt Yitzchak. The first piece of matzah we eat while we're really hungry. That's one of the the Goliaths. That's one of the, it represents one of the Goliaths. The second piece of matzah is what we eat when we're al hasayva, when things are going good. Both challenges, Zakt Yitzchak, they're both challenges in our, in what we have to do as a Yid. We have to be challenged in the times of hunger, and we have the challenges in the times of Ashirus. We eat one half of the matzah when we're hungry. We eat one half of the matzah when we're full, and we dive into, and remember, which matzah do we break? When we're little, we call the matzahs different. It's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We break the Yitzchak matzah to represent this Palga Alayu, Palga Alecha. Could be I opened up a little too much here at the end, and I didn't wrap it up properly. I apologize, but I see the time is 11:30. I'm sorry about the ending, Rabbeinu Yaakov. If this is the final one, and we didn't do a smooth ending, we'll have to come back after Pesach, Mirtz Hashem, for another one. Rabbi Say Ashakayach, and wait. Mirtz Hashem, we should be Mekayim all Dalet Kaisis, Mirtz Hashem. And it should be a Shnas Geula v'Yeshua. It should be a year where Klal Yisrael is finally able to go back. Mirtz Hashem, we've been waiting. Nisan, Klal Yisrael will be Nigal, Mirtz Hashem. Yashakayach Gadol.
Shkoyach. Good. That's for you.